A reading from the second letter of the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He scatters abroad, He gives to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The Word of the Lord. Sometimes we think we have nothing to give. We are so aware of our limits that we feel what we have is insignificant to the needs of those around us. Our limitations can make us afraid, and so we sow sparingly. I know the limitations I have and those I've heard. I have a child, and they demand all of it. I can't see so well. My computer skills are not so good. I use a walker. I'm not so good in speaking in front of a group. Don't ask me to visit people. I can't. Today's readings call us to go beyond our limits and believe that we are created in the fullness of God. If we are too afraid to trust that God will see that we have all we need, we cannot give all we have. At the time of Jesus, the Jews often used the metaphor of sowing seed for doing good. I'm reminded of a woman who came to parish outreach, who, when choosing foods for her box from the pantry, would ask not just for herself, but for specific foods so she might share with her neighbors what they would need and like, because they couldn't come. Like the widow's mite, she gave to them not out of her surplus, but out of all she had. St. Dominic sent out his young community two by two. When it was so small in number, some thought it was very foolish. Yet he said, "Hoarded grain goes bad, but if it is scattered, it brings forth fruit." Recently, our organic farm, Homecoming Farm, had a cover crop of grain, which I witnessed from seed to harvest. Toward the end of the season, as I picked up an ear of grain from the ground, it was amazing. Each ear of grain had over a dozen seeds, and all came from a single grain. What about us? Are we the grain that produces much fruit by the gift of ourselves to others? Today, let us go beyond. Giving of ourselves and even our limitations in the certain truth that God will provide.